play.
It is back. Audiences love it. It's been a local favorite for a long time around here. We always have a lot of success with it. I think probably some of that is because it is Southern. It's Southern in themes. And
it's authentic.
It is authentic. Mm-hmm. Beth Henley, the playwright, won the Pulitzer for it when it originally came out. And I think people can relate to it. Everybody, I think, has family, liked a family in the show. And they just love it. It's been a little while since the last time that somebody had done it. And we thought maybe it was time to bring it back.
It was written in the 70s. How does it translate into the 21st century?
It fits right in. It takes place in a little fictional town of Hazelhurst, Mississippi, a small, sleepy little southern town in the early, mid-70s. If you're familiar with these quaint little towns, southern towns, not too many things change anyway. And nothing has changed much in Hazelhurst. There's not much that really dates the show, maybe other than a rotary phone. That's funny because a couple of the actors that were, it's a fairly young cast. And a couple of them were like, "How many numbers is this supposed to, is this supposed to go around?" Yeah, and I won't name any names there, but yeah, that was fun.
So it takes place in the 70s, and what happens in Hazelhurst?
Well, it is about the McGrath family, the three sisters, Meg, the middle sister, Lenny, the oldest, and Babe, the youngest. Lenny, the oldest, has stayed at home to take care of their dying grandfather. Meg, the middle sister, is an aspiring singer, and she has gone off to California to pursue her career, which has not gone very well at all, as we find out. And then the youngest sister, Babe, who was married and has just recently shot her husband, who discovered that she was having an affair mm-hmm. with a local guy. And that particular plot line is sort of what involves the plot of the play. Her dealing with that and the family coming together. It is a comedy. It's a Southern Gothic kind of comedy.
What elements would you describe are Southern Gothic? What makes this a Southern Gothic play?
Southern Gothic. Well, that's a good question. It's, I think, the ability to laugh at what some people might consider tragedy or just sort of bizarre elements. Babe, this whole business with shooting her husband, and she goes into pretty graphic detail of how it happened in this one little monologue, and which is also very funny, mm-hmm. As well as a little bizarre. And it's that, I think it's just that Southern ability to be able to talk about things like that with the smile in your voice and somehow finding the amusing side of it.
Or the absurdity of it.
The absurdity of it, exactly. Meg, the singer, went out to Hollywood to find her fame and fortune and ends up working in a dog food company or something like that and has come home and is trying to figure out how to tell the rest of the family that things kind of went south.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah, right, yeah. And it's just elements like that that most people would think, oh, God, that's horrible.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart, yeah, bless her. And yet we find the humor in it. Which seems to be a Southern trait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of Southernisms, I tried to watch the movie with an outstanding cast. I couldn't watch it because the accents were so bad.
That's interesting that you bring that up about the accents. A Southern accent, surprisingly enough, and probably because we're so used to it, hearing it and a lot of us speaking it, is an extremely hard accent to get right.
And there's not just one, as you know.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's regional. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts. Most times you see it in a movie or hear it in a movie or something, it sounds really bad and really fake and overdone. Mm-hmm, it's very easy to overdo it.
Because not all of us have accents.
Sure,
and some
right.
of us have had our accents beaten out of us.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. And regional, like you say. Mm-hmm. You know, there's definitely, just here in the state of Alabama, there's certainly a southern Alabama accent as opposed to up here around North Alabama. It is easy to get it wrong, it seems like, among other accents. And Southerners will be very quick to point that
mm-hmm.
out. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but your cast won't have that problem.
Well, no, not really. We didn't really address that a whole lot. I know as a director, I will tend to say, you know, look, if you're not comfortable with what you're capable of doing, just be neutral.
Right.
Yeah. There's one character in particular. who probably has more of an accent than the rest of them, the actress who plays Chick, the cousin. But that it suits that character. Mm-hmm. Most of them either have just a nice, natural little accent, or they're basically, you know, dancing around it a little bit.
And that's what I would rather hear. To me, it's distracting. If I hear a bad accent, I can't hear the words that the playwright wrote. All I hear is bad accent.
Well, it just goes into parody, or that's what it sounds like, mm-hmm. or satire or something.
And again, the show is a comedy, but it's not a parody.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of authenticity, that set is amazing.
Mark Eccleston, who is the technical director, and Sharon Griffin, who is our scenic artist, are two local legends. It's amazing what they come up with. And if you've seen the photos of this set online, and when you're standing up there in it, you might as well just be in somebody's house. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks that realistic. It's amazing what they do.